The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. Maybe. So like 90% of the texters are really good. And once we get this other thing going, it will get rid of the 10%, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Because I like having a place where people who aren't on social media can go. Because I get why a lot of you don't want social media. I damn sure don't. If I didn't have to have it, I wouldn't. Do you ever use Facebook anymore? For
I don't. I don't have an active Facebook account, so no.
Because I feel bad sometimes because I'll go on Facebook once every 3 weeks, and there'll be a bunch of messages that Pitt people sent me, and I feel bad that I didn't get back to them. But it's like I'm not on there. And even Twitter, I'm trying to do less and less on Twitter to where it's just here's what's on Sports Map today. By the way, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so you want to, when you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whichever, put odds on it. So he says, the texting replacement sounds like the search bar function on the sports map. I'll believe it when I see it. See, that's a good one. That's a good one. So he says, text line is also nice for people who are driving to text in. You shouldn't text and drive, though. I mean, I love having you guys participate, but that's, you know, unless you pull off to the side of the road.
Right.
So, which nobody does. So, if you're going to do it, you know, oh, well, at least you're texting us. Just don't die in the process.
Yeah.
That would suck. Now, those of you who are that 10%, yeah, you can die.
Okay. Yeah, that's on you.
Totally fine. Somebody says text to speech on Bluetooth, not typing. There you go. There's somebody with brains. Is that Stephen Hawking? Is that what it says? Oh, I was
just
about
Stephen.
I was about to say that would be an interesting call.
Hey, Stephen, sports.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Doing all right.
I want to tell y'all keep up the good work, man. And about the Reddit comic, I wouldn't mind seeing a change, seeing Tucker at the plate. But the main thing, man, they got to start swinging at the dirt. It looked like they playing golf out there, man.
Yeah, swinging a lot. I mean, they were. It's funny because they were patient enough to get Max Scherzer out of there, but they also swung at a lot of bad pitches. It was a really weird game at the plate for the Astros last night.
Yeah, and they were facing a really good pitcher too, who they were trying to get deep against, and they did. They got a lot of 3-2 counts. So, Kelly and Crowlake says, I always use the talk to text. Some of the words show up screwed up, but hey, it's better than being parked in somebody's trunk. Yeah, that's. I'd rather you guys. See, I don't make fun of misspellings during the show for that reason. I have people, even on Twitter, because I think that's what people are doing a lot of times.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not going to make fun of looser. What are the odds AJ burps 3 more times before the show ends?
I'm halfway through with my topo, so. I'll go under that.
Yeah, without the energy drinks.
The energy drinks, that's what usually brings it on. But I haven't had any
energy. Energy drinks or beer, and guess what? You're not drinking right now.
Yeah, or energy drinks. So I'm almost 3 weeks without alcohol or energy drinks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Rudy says, what are the odds Jordan hits a home run before Bregman tonight? Can I choose? Can I click on none of the above?
My guess is neither does. But if I were a betting man, I would bet Bregman hits one before Jordan does, just because Bregman at least. I mean, Bregman is waiting for the perfect pitch, but I mean, Jordan is just. It looks like he's just swinging a wiffle ball bat. I mean, he looks lost.
Yeah. Can I bet? Can that bet extend into next season? Because I think that's when it's going to happen.
We'll hit the first home run next season. Okay.
I haven't seen this, but I will throw it out there. What are the odds of Bears trade for Cam Newton? That's the latest rumor. Why would the Bears trade?
The Bears have so much money invested in quarterback right now. They can't really do that.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Because
it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
So,
I mean, they're in a position right now where they have to consider that maybe Trubisky's not their long-term answer. But if you trade for Cam Newton, then you've got to extend him, and there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah, and I don't know that the Panthers are ready to trade him.
I don't know that they are either.
I mean, just because Kyle Allen's had a good stretch here, that doesn't mean he's your answer. And please send me a link to that, because I'd like to see where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Somebody says, fortunately, driving on 610 at this hour doesn't require much focus. Yeah, that's probably true. The 610 window of my drive is where I text. Yeah, you're probably just sitting there. Said it was on his Yahoo feed. Okay. Well, send me the link if you get a chance, because I'd like to read that so I can judge whether or not it's legitimate.
Yeah.
But, your Patriots went out and got Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah. It's a fire sale for the Falcons, apparently. They know that they're not going to do anything this year. They've given up. But B, he's a nice option, particularly for red zone stuff, like where they would have used Gronk a year ago. Now it gives them a different option there. And with Josh Gordon banged up, it's nice to have some insurance. Philip Dorsett looks like he's back, and he looks like he's going to be healthy. So between Dorsett, Edelman, and now Sanu, you should be good at least until Gordon comes back. And when Gordon does come back, you've got some flexibility on who you use in certain sets.
I think definitely from a fantasy perspective, I picked up Sanu in one of my leagues because he was out there. I do think he'll get some red zone opportunities. So
I mean, I can't imagine they would bring him in for anything else. That's what he is. So and without Gronk, they don't really have that guy.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be slowing them down, though.
No. Although, I mean, listen, their offense isn't as good as it was.
They didn't need to be, though.
No.
I mean, defensively, they've been... okay, so Dan Wetzel wrote that. Thank you for sending me the link. Says, it's kind of a speculative piece, but I don't know. I mean, that... I guess if you're ready to give up on Trubisky...
Yeah.
Which maybe they are. I don't know if you saw that thing about Deshaun Watson when he was drafted, kind of in a nice way said, you're going to regret taking Mitch Trubisky over me.
Yeah.
So Josh Gordon's on IR, by the way. So I don't know if he's.
Is he coming back at all?
Well, people say he's out for the year, but.
No, that doesn't mean he's out for the year. Kerryon Johnson went on IR. He's eligible to come back in like week 15 or something like that. So there's a certain amount of weeks you've got to be out, but.
You can always designate somebody for return, but if they didn't, then.
Yeah. Mm. Although it might be for the end of the year if they put him on IR at this point of the season.
Yeah, it says a lot of reports that his season's over, so.
Man.
According to Ian Rappaport, it looks like he's going to land with a new team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said this tweet 55 minutes ago. He exacerbated the bone bruises when he went down against the Giants. It wasn't a new injury suffered then. The team rested him a week, but he never looked quite right, I'm told. So now IR, he'll work back to health, then land with a new team.
Okay.
Exacerbated. Good word. I do that in the shower a lot. What are the odds of Rockets win 60-plus games this season?
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think they're... I think they're going to be pretty good. The whole thing kind of comes down to, I mean, if they do this the way they say they're going to do it, then I think they could be pretty damn formidable, because if you fast break with Westbrook and guys like Daniel House, and if the fast break is there, you take it. And if it's not, then
you're super slow.
You slow it down and give it to Harden.
Have you ever seen a team do this?
No, but I think it can work.
Okay.
I have seen it.
You've seen a team who had like one guy, one superstar who wants to run, and one who wants to be a tortoise.
Not necessarily superstars, but I've seen teams that do that, that will run if they can, and if it's not there, you slow it down and go half court.
So here's my two concerns, and 60 games. I mean,
60 games is a lot.
That's a lot.
And that means everybody stays healthy.
I'll go 5%.
I would say they're going to be in the 56, 57 range.
Which is, where were they last year? 53?
Yeah. I think they're a little better than last year.
Here's what I'll say about this. This team is going to turn the ball over a lot. These are the two most turnover-prone players in the NBA. Now they share a backcourt and a basketball. There's going to be a ton of turnovers, which is problematic.
Yeah, well, I think that part of it you expected when you made that deal.
Obviously. Secondly, there's no guarantee, just like there hasn't been a guarantee the last couple of years that Chris Paul is going to be healthy, there's no guarantee Russ is going to stay healthy. He's got a lot of the same injury problems Chris Paul does. It's really hard to keep this guy on the court at 100%. I don't know that.
Well, he plays through it a lot more, too, though. And it affects his play on the court.
Right. Which isn't so it's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, having a limited guy out there versus having a guy take time off, neither one is a good thing. The Warriors come out yesterday and say Klay Thompson's not going to play this season. I don't know if I believe that or not. Klay Thompson's dad says he will play this season. Suddenly the West feels a lot more wide open. Yeah, everybody seems to think the Clippers are they're going to win the NBA title. I don't know.
I'm not sold yet. It's one game, too, by the way.
It takes time to gel.
I saw a lot of people tweeting, oh, they're going to win it all. One game?
It's one game, which apparently they were behind for most of that game.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's anything to go crazy about just yet. But I think the Clippers will be good. I think the Lakers will be good. I think the Blazers are going to be good again. You know, I think the Spurs look like they're going to be pretty decent again. I think the West is kind of wide open.
Well, but back to the Rockets. I like... if they can make that work, which, I think they can. But what I do like is I think the supporting cast is that they've done a pretty good job of upgrading that. And a guy like Tyson Chandler is just he's not going to have to play a lot of minutes, but that's a useful piece.
Right.
And I think Austin Rivers is a useful piece. So I think they've got a pretty good group around these guys that, hopefully everybody, and some of these guys came back, so hopefully everybody kind of accepts their role. But if you can make that work, then, I think they could win a lot of games. Now, when they get to the playoffs, you're going to have playoff failure coach, playoff failure superstar one, playoff failure superstar two. That'll be a different issue. But I think in a regular season, and I don't think it's going to be right off the bat. They may start off slow. We see this all the time whenever you put stars together. Sometimes it takes a while. But once they figure it out, I think they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
What's our over-under win total? Do we know? I should probably just go look it up on my bookie because they'll tell me. But I do think they're going to win a lot of games in the regular season. So they'll have that. You can bet. You want to bet the game tonight? Guess what? MyBookie.ag has it. You want to bet football tomorrow? MyBookie.ag has it. They got you covered with everything. Whatever you want to get in on.
54.5, by the way.
54.5. I would take the over on that. And when you win, guess what? Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money to wager. And if you're already on MyBookie, keep an eye on your email because they've got specials all the time for reload bonuses and things like that. But for new signups, promo code radio. That's promo code radio. You'll get your exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. I play everything on there. I'm playing that super contest. They've got a lot of stuff like that. Happening all the time. You can get in and play Survivor contests. I mean, it really is a fun site where you can win a little money if things go your way. Even hockey, like last night, did it on MyBookie. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about CBDMD.com, and I've been using CBD for a long time. I am a massive believer in CBD and the benefits that it has. And CBDMD's come along and just changed the game for me completely. First of all, it saved me a bunch of money because CBDMD significantly cheaper than what you're paying with some of these other guys. And they price match against the other top brands right there on their website. You'll see what they cost compared to what the other guys are selling the exact same product for. And it's just not even close. They're third-party lab tested. It's a clean, safe product. They've got a 30-day money-back guarantee and award-winning customer service. I love the topical stuff. I love the oil. Just I take it before work every morning. Just take a dropper full of the oil. And it's a game changer for me mentally and physically. I've been feeling the best since I've been using CBDMD. And to see what they can do for you, they're making it easy. They're giving you 20% off your first order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Can I praise your CBDMD people a little bit?
Yeah.
I went by a place near here to get some CBD, and you know, which I basically rub on my... back and arms after a workout.
And by back, you mean?
My back, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I'm old, and it usually, after lifting weights, it puts a strain on my back. It was really expensive at that place, and then I went online, and when I ran out, and got it for significantly cheaper on your website.
There you go.
So, just some praise there for one of your guys.
Thank you.
281 says, I won't go so far as Cowherd has, thinking the Rockets missed the playoffs. I think this organization is a mess, and by midseason, Harden and Westbrook won't be gelling. That's a possibility. I don't know if the organization's a mess. I mean, I don't think the China thing has anything to do with what kind of basketball team they're going to be. But yeah, that's certainly a possibility. And if they wind up being, remember how bad they were at the start of last year. I think that's your worst-case scenario, right?
Yeah. And they were pretty bad.
St. Patrick said, I had to check the radio station when I heard the Baytown Badass came through the speakers. Was that one of the, did we run a spot or something on that?
Yeah. We've got to make sure we get those almond milk spots in every now and then.
And Mark said his favorite current rumor is, will Tom Brady be the Bears starting quarterback in 2020?
Okay.
Well, I mean, those Brady rumors, Schefter started.
Yeah, and so, he's normally a pretty reliable source.
On most things, not Des Bryant videos, but other than that, he's usually pretty good. And, yeah, I think it may be just putting two and two together and getting five, but the whole Brady is looking to sell his house, and his trainer slash lover is looking to sell his house in New England. Yeah. I mean, maybe so. That would make the Bears a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Yep.
He'd make almost any team he goes to a legitimate Super Bowl contender, unless it's the Dolphins. I think they're too far gone. What are the odds Will Fuller plays in four games the rest of the season? What's the over-under? If you set it at four, I'm going to take the under.
I think I will, too.
The guy can't stay healthy. And... The knee injury was one thing last year, but these hamstring injuries, these non-contact injuries, that's been his whole career. And I don't get it. I don't get why he's so susceptible to them, but he is. Grimjow on the Twitch channel brought up a team we haven't really talked about. Utah, with the moves they made, will be interesting.
Yeah,
that's a team. They're not sexy. They're not a team that everybody's all excited about the way they are, the Clippers and the Lakers and even the Rockets. That is a good basketball team, and I like the moves they made too. It's just, you know, it's impossible to like the Jazz because they're Utah. Casey says, for the love of God, as a Vikings plant fan, please not to the Bears. Oh, you don't think you'd have an edge in that Kirk Cousins versus Tom Brady matchup? Although Kirk Cousins is playing pretty well right now.
You know, another team.
Got to give him credit.
Another team that I'm going to end up liking, and I don't know that they'll be good this year, and I don't know what their ceiling is because they're really stinking young. I love the Grizzlies roster. I love John Morant.
You've been on him for a while.
Brandon Clark from Gonzaga, another rookie who is going to push for playing time, I think, with Valanciunas and Jaren Jackson Jr., another two guys I like. But Brandon Clark is a wildly underrated player, I think. If they get Iguodala to play, which I don't know if they will or not.
That's a good piece to have on that team.
It is. I really like what they're – and again, they're super young. I don't know that they'll be worth a damn this year. They might not be. But I think in time that team is going to be good and fun.
I kind of feel that way about the Mavericks too.
Yeah,
And if they can keep those two guys healthy, that's a really interesting team. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I do think, I do feel like there'll be one of those teams in L.A. is going to be a big disappointment this year. I'm calling that now. And if I had to pick one, I'd say it's the Lakers.
I mean, the Lakers have the chance to be a really big disappointment because, you know, Anthony Davis is an injury-prone guy. LeBron James is coming off the first major injury of his career. He's not young. Without those two guys, the Lakers have one of the worst rosters I've ever seen. Yeah. So they're
and
super
you know dependent. Davis is going to miss some time.
Yeah, they're super dependent on two guys whose health is definitely a question mark. You know, but Kawhi's not historically a healthy dude. Paul George isn't a picture of health. Yeah. I mean, so
yeah, that well, I mean, it could but, happen there too.
But
no
their
question.
Roster without those guys is still pretty solid.
Yeah, yeah, and they were pretty good last year before they added those two.
I also just think the expectations are lower for the Clippers. You know. And I know it's not fair because if you say LeBron James and Anthony Davis versus Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, it sounds kind of close to even. But I think that the Clippers fan base is like, you know what, if it's not this year, we know it's going to come. We know these guys are going to be good long term. Whereas in L.A., because LeBron is so old, I think there is sort of a pressure to, hey, it needs to start happening, especially after last season, which was basically a year off for LeBron, like a I don't want to call it a rest year or a load management year, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of what it was. He knew that they were going to suck. So he kind of he did what Dana Holgorsen did with De'Aaron King. He just said, you know what? I'm going to redshirt this year.
Be back next year.
I'll be back next year. So I do think that scenario creates more pressure on the Lakers. Whereas the Clippers, if they're not great right away, I don't think that there's anybody going to be panicking or you know, burning couches in the streets.
Well, there'll always be more pressure on the Lakers because they're the Lakers.
Right.
And the Clippers are always going to be looked at as the second team there, even if they win a title. But, yeah, I think they'll be more patient, certainly. Somebody says, I'm on the Blazers winning the West this year. They've been on the cusp the last couple of years, and I think Whiteside puts them over the top.
I love that. I love McCollum. I love Lillard. I've said this for a long time. I think they're a really fun team. Are they a championship caliber team? I think it's going to take a massive step forward by Damian Lillard for that to happen. Is he capable of doing it? I think he is. But he's going to have to really take a big step forward to like an MVP caliber season.
I think he's capable, but I also think at this point in his career, he's kind of what he's going to be.
That's possible.
Which is a damn good player, but yeah. I don't know that he's that.
Was he first team All-Pro this last season or All-NBA or second team?
I think he was second team. I mean,
potential's obviously there. But,
yeah, but I mean, at this point, he's already pretty damn good. I don't know how much better he's going to get.
Like I said, he's got to be MVP caliber.
Yeah, well.
And I'm with you. I don't know if he is.
He's one of those conversation guys where he's in the conversation. He's just not among the favorites.
But you know what? You would have said Giannis. You wouldn't have expected him to win it a year ago.
No, but a lot younger though.
Yes,
and you know that jump that he made. But you look at him. There's still room to make another jump if he can learn to shoot. Which why can't he? Beerman Greg says Dallas is intriguing. I think that's gonna be fun to see how that works. I'm excited about that.
And the Blazers, they turned over their roster more than the other teams that we're going to be looking at as contenders. So I you know, Al-Farouq Aminu, Kanter, those Seth Curry, guys who were, I mean, not, these aren't like they're superstars, but that it's a lot. Four of their top 7 minutes guys hit free agency last year. The only one they kept was Rodney Hood. They brought in Kent Bazemore. They brought in Hassan Whiteside. I that's a team I'd like to see become, take that next step. I just don't know if they will.
All right. Let's squeeze a call in real quick and before we get to this. Will, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Afternoon, fellas.
Hey, sports, man.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, go.
Go.
I got a question or more of an observation regarding the sign stealing in the playoffs and the World Series. The view from the center field over the pitcher's shoulder and to the catcher, it seems like in the regular season they would show that all the time. And now since we're in the World Series, it seems like they cut right after the catcher gives the sign to the pitcher. Is that your observation, or do I need to get more sleep?
I mean, yeah, I didn't watch the broadcast last night, so I don't know.
Honestly, I didn't notice if that was.
And I'm
the
not
case.
Paying attention to that anyway. And like, if you're getting your sign stolen, that's on you.
Yeah, that's to me, that's been part of the game forever. And I've always, I feel like unless you're running drones out there or using some kind of technology to steal signs, then it's fair game. Protect your signs better.
Let me ask you this. This happened in a 12-year-old baseball tournament over the weekend. The opposing team, the bad guys, we'll call them,
okay,
were letting the batter know where the catcher was lined up. So there was one kid who went to the very end of the dugout, closest to the catcher. And first of all, this is one of the 12-year-old teams that still does like chants, okay, which is like the worst thing. It's not allowed on the team my son plays on, thankfully. But if the catcher's lined up in the middle, this kid yells out, middle, middle, middle. If the catcher lines up inside, turn on it, turn on it. If the catcher lines up outside, go with the pitch, go with the pitch. Is that unsportsmanlike? Or what's the term for that?
It's douchey, but I don't think there's, I mean, I don't really think there's anything wrong with it. If you're the catcher, just, that's a good time to learn to move from one side to the other.
Or learn to just move your glove a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm saying it's douchey because the chanting is douchey.
Oh, that's douchey for sure.
So,
and like,
but yeah, I mean, it's fair game. And if you're the coach of the other team, tell the kid, all right, set up outside and then, you know, then move your glove.
Yeah.
So. And by 12, you should be learning those strategies.
Okay.
So I would take it as a learning experience.
Okay.
Yeah. That. Okay, here's how I'm going to fool this little dickweed.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. If they're going to do that, then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be devious on my end.
Okay.
So he thinks he can turn on it and know it's outside.
Yeah. Or say, go with it, like line up away and then hit him in the face with the pitch.
Yeah, you could do that.
Or, on accident.
Or just, you know, do like Nuclear Lush and hit the guy in the dugout.
Right. That,
just a totally wild pitch.
These are fully fenced in dugouts. It's much more difficult.
How can you tell from the side? That's the other thing. Especially if you're in the third base dugout and it's a right-handed hitter.
Yeah.
How useful is that?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll tell you something that's really useful. Your mattress from Texas Mattress Maker.
I use it every night.
I do, too. Whether it's upstairs or whether I get kicked out and have to go downstairs. I always go to my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And not only do I sleep better because of it, not only is it a fantastic mattress that was made just for me. Well, how about this? If you go and buy one right now, for every purchase of $500 or more, they're going to donate a bed to a Houston child in need. They do that all during October. It's the biggest thing they do. They do it all month long. And that's why I love Texas Mattress Makers. And Yuval and the gang over there, you're going to save 50% off of what you would save if you went to a retail store, because they make them and sell them directly to you. But not only that, you're going to get the best sleep. And you get a chance to, if you go to the factory, you see how they build these things. There's so much care and quality that go into them. You're getting a fantastic bed. You're getting custom fitted, so it's going to sleep. You're going to sleep the way you're supposed to sleep. And now you can also help a kid get a bed. Go visit them today. The original is 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. There's the new store at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. It's also the best people. TexasMattressMakers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. I'm trying to avoid a Hoffman here.
What do you mean?
Trying not to burp. Oh. Hey, it hasn't been a very good year for University of Houston fan. Can I share some good news?
Yeah.
Which I think is actually really good news about the basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin Grimes has been already cleared eligible to play this season.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't know how great it'll be, but you talk about a five-star recruit who started at Kansas as a freshman. And, you know, I mean, that's a big name, especially considering that they lost Armani Brooks and they probably weren't expecting to. That's a great get.
Yeah.
So, and I'm excited about Cougar basketball.
And Grimes, like, you're talking about, he chose UH over Texas A&M. So, and he's got 3 years left. This was one of the top 10 recruits in the country from 2018 class, in the country. And now he's here at UH.
Yeah, I mean, I said that's a big get. Plus,
you cannot look at what he did last season and say that it was a success.
Yeah.
He was
not the player. He didn't play like one of the top 10 recruits in the country. But, you know, year two. And hopefully he'll improve. And I mean, I think it's.
And I think Nate Hinton's going to be better.
Nate Hinton, you could see at the end of last season, was really making some improvements.
I think Giroux's going to be better. I think you've got, with those three guys, if you've got Grimes and Hinton and Giroux, you're on to something if those guys are all playing well.
And I know they're really high on Caleb Mills, who'll be eligible this year.
I think they're going to be good.
Yeah, I think Memphis is probably going to be the team everybody's on in the conference.
Memphis might be a Final Four team. They've got one of the best recruiting. I mean, guys who are second year coaches don't get recruiting classes like Penny Hardaway's getting.
You saying he's cheating?
I'm not saying he's cheating. I'm saying,
but he got a Calipari type class.
It really like a Krzyzewski.
Yeah,
I mean. Guys don't get classes like that when they've been at a job for 2 years. Now, could it be because he's Penny Hardaway? Sure. My response to that would be, how many 17, 18-year-old kids really look at Penny Hardaway as a superstar? Penny Hardaway is a superstar when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
When these guys were kids, Penny Hardaway was probably playing for the Suns. He was Anfernee Hardaway. And it wasn't anything great to watch. So, but he could just be a hell of a recruiter.
He was good for a really short stretch with Shaq.
Yeah,
in Orlando,
and he was a superstar.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And again, it was for a short run, but he was a superstar.
But yeah, these kids didn't grow up in that era.
No.
So, hey, whatever he's doing, good on him. I like seeing the conference be good, and. You know, I think Coach Sampson does what he does. They'll be doing fine. Cincinnati should be good again. They got their studs back.
Yep.
I don't know if UCF will be as good as they were.
They'd lose the great Taco Fall.
Indeed. But
who apparently is hurt and isn't a lock to make a roster. I need that guy in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. Even if he plays the old Chuck Nevitt role.
Yeah.
Where he comes in, he's a 20-20 guy, up 20 or down 20. It'd be great to have him. Chris Whitmire just sent us a text that Phil Hellmuth almost got his 16th bracelet today at World Series Europe. Yeah. It would have been cool to see. Yeah, I saw that. He finished second in the mixed game event. And I think he's got a second and a third already. So Man, that, and it's interesting that the World Series Europe now has they've got bracelets and points for Player of the Year. So Negreanu went over there to try to win Player of the Year. So I know he's been in a bunch of.
Is the level of play there as good as it is here?
I don't know. I don't think so. But
so they're kind of just going over there to pad stats.
Yeah, but you know that's what they do. Somebody says maybe it was Little Penny. That's one that not a lot of people will remember.
Right. Not a lot of 18-year-olds know who Little Penny is, I can assure you that.
So, and Kevin says he was an AAU coach for many of those kids.
Yeah.
So, well, then he's, if he was an AAU coach, so he's already, probably, he already knows.
Yeah, so he's already paid them, is what you're saying.
He knows how to get them money.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but that's going to be a fun team. Deacon asks, is Wichita State supposed to be back or what?
Wichita's built a sort of a program where they're going to be pretty solid going forward, I think. You know, I don't know that, you know, what back is because they were.
Well, they went, last year they weren't very good.
No.
By their standards. I mean, right. They were pretty mediocre.
But I mean, but they were still solid for, you know,
they were like an NIT team, right?
I think they did.
No, they didn't make the tournament last year.
Man, maybe not.
I'll have to check, but they weren't that good last year.
So I think that they're always going to be pretty solid. Unless they have some sort of massive coach overturn or something like that. They did make NIT. Oh, they lost to Lipscomb. My Lipscomb boys in the semifinals of the NIT.
They also said Negreanu took Player of the Year lead today with 5 events left. So it was interesting, and I follow this way more than I should, but I know that he was debating whether or not to go over there and play all the events. I know that they're trying to build up the World Series Europe. I don't know that Player of the Year should be determined there. I think the Player of the Year should be determined in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's how I get why they're doing it, and great. I mean, you don't want to make Europe feel, you know, but those guys can get on an airplane and come over here. I just don't know that it's the same award that guys win every year. I liked it when, you know, in the main event, if you clinched it, they could come up to your table and give you the award while you were still playing.
Yeah.
I like that. Not that it's ever going to matter to me, but just as a fan, I thought that was kind of cool. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see JJ and his girlfriend on TV last night? And
no.
You see, he got a little side eye from her while he was looking at his phone.
I wasn't on. I didn't watch the broadcast.
Kind of looked like she was looking over to say, hey, who are you texting, big fella?
Or maybe it was, why are you texting during the game?
Could be. Oh, I don't know if you saw Stephen the Weather Guy's tweets from last night about the couple behind him.
No.
He tweeted him as a little earlier. Trying to get caught up. There's so many things on my timeline right now. But, it was about a couple behind him that... all I can say is you go to a game, especially a World Series game, go for the game.
Yeah.
If you're going to be social, go do that in the bar. Actually, even if I'm in the bar, I want to watch a damn game. But I don't know. I admit I'm an old school when it comes to that.
Consensus predicted order of finish from ESPN for the AAC. Memphis 1, Cincinnati 2, UH 3, Wichita 4, UConn 5. Their last season in the AAC, by the way.
Well, bye.
South Florida 6, Temple 7, Tulsa 8, SMU 9, Central Florida 10, East Carolina 11, and I think this one's a lock, Tulane 12. Hmm. So
I think Temple's going to be pretty solid. They might be a little higher than that.
I think SMU has a ceiling higher than 9th.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago they were getting everybody.
But that top 3, really that top 4, Memphis, Cincy, UH, and Wichita should all be pretty strong.
Man, I shouldn't have gone back and looked at all my tweets. Ben says you can't be hating on Reddick. He's in his usual postseason self of hitting a pop-up and slamming the bat into the ground.
Yeah.
Fair. And then Rob says, would you eat a candy corn pizza and sent pictures of candy corn pizza? No, candy corn is disgusting. Candy corn is the worst. Don't put it on pizza. Don't put it anywhere. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I like when you get mad.
some pretty claps.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We're back on The Blitz. Hey, join us and the usual suspects out at Twin Peaks Kirby location tomorrow from 1 to 7 for Halloween Costume Party Week, featuring plenty of eye candy wrapped in leather and lace. Stop by Twin Peaks Kirby and grab one of their 29-degree beers with us tomorrow from 1 to 7 p.m. Plus, join Jerry Bow out at the Webster location this Saturday for the UT-TCU game from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. I like to call him Jerry. Jerry Bow.
I just like to call him Jerry.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Trevor says his son Dorian turned 6 today. He's been a blitzer his whole life.
Nice.
And loves Gym of the Day. Can he get some birthday love? He just did. And guess what he gets now? The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Black Spotted Zebra sent me this one when the show started, and I replaced my other Gem of the Day candidates with it because we go to Florida. You might want to turn it down if you got a kid in the car here.
Uh-oh.
A Florida man was arrested Tuesday after, well, I'll make it as G-rated as possible, after being caught having relations.
We like to call that making love.
With a stuffed animal inside Target.
Oh.
Witnesses told police they
That's
saw...
That's not really good.
No. 20-year... Well, we used to have Bangy the Sex Bear. But 20-year-old Cody Meter took a large Olaf from Frozen off the store shelf and began to...
Make love to it.
Yeah.
Tender, sweet love.
And he began to go after the toy. They claim he finished playing with the toy and then put it back on the shelf.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's impolite.
Then...
That's really impolite.
Then he selected a large unicorn stuffed animal.
Okay.
And began to do that as well. Now, I have to admire...
He wasn't tired?
I have to admire his stamina a little bit here.
This guy is a bull.
He was taken into custody while in the store and admitted to doing stupid stuff. He was arrested and charged with criminal mischief.
Yeah, that's criminal.
The Olaf and the unicorn were removed from the store and destroyed. Hey, man. That man, I feel bad for the Olaf because what did he do? He was just sitting there on the shelf waiting for some kid to take him home, and instead he gets destroyed because of an idiot. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Always good when we go to Florida. Larry sent me an email. A college football equivalent of Redskins Dolphins is UMass versus UConn this week. Yeah, although I kind of think... I think UConn's a lot better than UMass. I mean, not a lot.
I'm telling you guys, you don't realize how bad UMass is.
Yeah. I mean, that game...
They've got like half as many scholarship players as a normal college football. They would be... They wouldn't. I don't know that they'd make the top 25 in FCS. It's bad.
They're closer to like a Division II school.
Yes.
So. God, I don't know if I should read this. It's a great text, but I don't know if I should read it. That Olaf was asking for it. Did you see what he was wearing? Oh man, see, and that's why I can't get rid of the text line.
Yeah.
It was because of stuff like that. Somebody asked if Jim Harbaugh loses Saturday. Is he out?
No.
I think there's a lot of rumors that he wants to get back to the NFL.
I think he'll finish the season at a minimum, though.
And then wind up.
Because if he beats Ohio State, he saves the whole season. Honestly.
Yeah. But even if he wants out, though, I'm sure there'd be no shortage of NFL teams that would be happy to have him. And yeah, I don't know. I think he's probably in one of those. He's just in one of those positions where it hasn't worked out the way everybody thought it would. It hasn't worked out the way I thought it would. I thought he'd have a team that would compete for a national championship or a playoff spot at least by now. And I mean, they've been close, but they haven't gotten in there. And I mean, part of it's not being able to get by Ohio State, but they don't seem to be getting better.
Right.
The program isn't improving. But you're kind of stuck if you're Michigan because you can't. You could easily go backwards. I mean, we've seen the Brady Hoke experience and what happens when you make a bad hire.
Yeah.
So, but if he doesn't want to be there anymore, that would kind of let them off the hook. But, man, who would you go after if you're Michigan?
Again, yeah. Who's out there that's going to be better?
That where you can really feel good that maybe the guy can even keep him in the same spot. Matt Rhule?
Yeah. But, I mean, does he want to go to Michigan?
I don't know.
Didn't he just sign an extension to
yeah,
he wants to be here?
We know how those extensions work. Plus, I think if he
Matt
goes.
Matt Campbell?
Yeah, but are you going to be better with Matt Campbell?
I don't know. Are you going to be better? I mean, whatever you think of Jim Harbaugh, I mean, he's still a pretty damn good coach in the grand scheme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has he gotten Michigan where they thought he could get him? No. But I'd still take Jim Harbaugh over a lot of coaches. Do you think that Baylor would rather have Jim Harbaugh than Matt Rhule?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Iowa State
would? Don't ask him that today.
Well, yeah.
Because right now they're all happy with him. But, okay. A couple more of these, just because they're good. I guess that Florida guy likes sex toys.
Mm.
And somebody says he was mad because Olaf gave him the cold shoulder. Jose. Oh, I don't know if it was Urban Meyer to Michigan.
I've never seen Frozen, so I don't have a mental image of what Olaf is.
A snowman.
Yeah, I don't know why I saw it, because my by the time it was out, my kids were too old to care.
My kids have both watched it, and my wife's watched it multiple times. I've just never been in the room.
I think maybe I just because it's one of those things that everybody was buzzing about, I watched it and got high.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember it being
That's
anything.
That's responsible.
Well, I'm sitting in my own house. What the hell?
Dude.
What?
Come on, man. Be better.
What?
Be better.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Just be better.
Hey, what the hell's wrong
with... Getting high and watching kid shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're stoned,
Mr. Rogers.
I don't remember... That's fine. Want to be my neighbor, man? Because, that would be cool. Did you see... Do you see the Mr. Rogers movie with Tom Hanks?
I haven't. Well, I've seen the commercial.
Yeah,
for it.
I didn't know they were even doing that.
Yeah, he looks pretty like he looks like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. I didn't know that was in the works. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention because it's not a remake, since that's all we do these days. I did want to mention this. I watched the first episode of Watchmen on HBO. Strong.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. I think the potential is there for that to be very good. And yeah, I have low expectations because I thought the movie was so awful. But
I started up Peaky Blinders season one. Or not season one, season five, the newest season.
Yeah, I'm eventually gonna binge and get caught up on that.
I wanna really be sharp on my accent when I get to London next week.
I see.
All right, everybody calm down.
I'm going to be more highbrow.
I'm going to be like the like a slum guy.
You should watch that movie about the craze. I think it's called Legend. That is actually a really good mob movie.
Okay.
I think that's the name of it.
Well, figure out the name of it if you're going to recommend something.
Well, I just know it's about the Cray brothers, and there's a bunch of movies about the Cray brothers.
Okay.
But I think this one is called Legend. And Tom Hardy and Taron Egerton are in it.
Okay.
And so you'll get the accents down there.
There we go.
832, thank you. Said you saw it because you were looking for the next hot Disney character.
That's true.
That's it, yeah.
Was it Olaf?
No. No. So he says it seems like it's going to be good because they're not trying to remake the movie. It's a whole different storyline approximately 30 years later. Yeah, it's I'm not going to give away anything if you haven't seen it, but it's one of those that usually the wife and I kind of have a deal. If we watch a show we think the other one's going to like, we don't watch any more until that one has a chance. I did not delete this so that she has a chance to watch it. So I think she's going to like it. And it's a good storyline. It's weird, but hey.
Yeah, big deal.
All right. 713-780-3776. One more hour to go.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. I don't know about you. When I woke up this morning, it was a little chilly outside. And it's getting to be that time of year. You want to make sure that you don't have a draft coming into your house. You want to make sure that your energy bills aren't going up because the warm air is floating out the window. Check your windows for leaks now. And if you've got them, Allstate will fix it. 48 years, Allstate Siding and Window. They've been helping people save up to 40% on their electric bills by installing the best quality windows and the best quality siding. Get 25% knocked off your window package in October. No payments for 2 years. They've been family owned and operated for over 45 years. You know what that means. If you've got a problem, they're going to be there. Not one of these Johnny come lately guys who, oh yeah, I'll install your windows and then, oh, something's going on with my window. Let me call them. Oh, that number's disconnected. Not Allstate. They've been around for a while. They've been around for a long while, and they're going to be around for a long while. Military senior discounts available. When you want the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows. 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936. Or contact them online. AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.